We've, of course, heard this gospel many times, but there seems to be something rather ironic if you really look at these questions that the disciples are asking Jesus in today's gospel. There seems to be something ironic about it, and here's what it seems to be. Jesus tells his disciples that it is impossible for those who are rich to enter the kingdom of heaven, that it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is wealthy to enter the kingdom of heaven. What's ironic about it is the disciples respond to that claim by saying, then who can be saved? Which seems to indicate that they're acknowledging themselves as being rich, as being wealthy. Because they say, well, then who can be saved if it's that impossible? And then later on in this gospel, we hear them say that they've given up everything to follow them, which seems to indicate that they're not rich. They have no possessions. They're not wealthy. So the ironic part is they're saying, who can be saved? It's impossible for the rich to be saved. They're seeing themselves as rich. They see themselves as wealthy. They see themselves as gifted, not necessarily in material ways, but in other ways, spiritual gifts, friendship with the Lord. They see themselves as wealthy. I think what Jesus is trying to get across to his disciples, his apostles this morning, to all of us, is that every single gift we have comes from him. The fact that we woke up this morning, the fact that we can go to work, the fact that we have a family, the fact we can come to Mass, the fact that we can pray, the fact that we can enter into a relationship with the Lord is itself a gift from him. We might not feel wealthy. We might not feel rich. But we are, in terms of what we've been given from him. And the only way that we ourselves are saved is by acknowledging that those gifts themselves come from him. To give thanks to God for that. It's the only way that salvation happens. It's a great place of great poverty, but it's where we're saved. It's where we enter deeper into friendship with him. Let's give thanks to God for that.